On Crick Info Talk.
A lot was expected from MS Dhoni in India's World Cup campaign, but like his side, he too didn't fire in the tournament. However, the tour of Bangladesh saw India bounce back, and once again Dhoni was amongst the runs. I, Akhila Rangana, caught up with Mahendra Singh Dhoni and asked him, amongst other things, about his journey so far, his competition with the other specialist wicketkeeper in the side, Dinesh Karthik, and his thoughts about the upcoming tour of England. First year for a cricketer at the international level is perhaps usually the easiest. You know, the opposition doesn't know that much about you. But as time passes, things become more and more difficult. How has that journey been for you?
Well, it has been quite tough, frankly speaking. But when a cricketer makes debut at the international level, he has the pressure, but he doesn't have so much expectation from the people. So the people, they are not setting the expectation level. So basically, he is on his own. He just has to cement his place, give some good performances, which will earn him another 15 to 20 one day or 3 to 4 test matches. So in a way, he's playing for himself, not for the team. But again, the plus point is, he is not bogged down with the against teams players. It can be big bowlers, it can be bowlers who are doing consistently for the last 10 years, because he's fresh into the international level. He doesn't care about anyone. It can be McGrath, it can be anyone else. He just thinks like, okay, I am the best. I am here, I am the best. You know, that fresh blood, that young blood in him. So that's one of the plus points. So that's why I think most of the former cricketers also, they prefer having fresh blood, young blood in the team. You know, it really refreshes the team. So I think it's quite normal for the first year of a cricketer to go on very well. But the pressure starts when you start the second season, especially when you tour countries like Australia, England, South Africa. You know, with the technology that's going on into cricket, you have each and every footage of whatever shots you are playing, what your strong areas are, and there's so much statistics into the play then that the opposition team, they have plans for you. Now, the only thing that can make you successful is how quickly you adapt to the situation. You know, once you go in, you play 5 to 10 balls, you know what their strategy is. And you have to be ready with the second plan, plan B. So, of course, that's very important. And the more quickly you adjust, the more successful you would be.
When you started off, you know, you would play your natural game of free strokes, free hitting. But as time has passed, we've seen, you know, you've evolved into a slightly more mature player. You change your game according to the situation, as the situation demands. Has this in any way changed your approach to the game?
I've already said I play for my team, and basically I play according to the situation. When I started off at the international level, most of the times I was promoted at number 3 to, basically I was a natural stroke player, so they wanted me to bat at number 3 and use a restriction for the, you know, to get more and more runs. So in that way, I never had the pressure of wickets falling or something odd happening with the batting order. But as you mature at the international level, like in the past, you can say 1.5 years, I'm batting at number 6 or number 7. So that's a slot where the batsman bats according to the platform that has been given by the first 5 players. So basically, it depends on the situation. So at times, I've curved my natural game, because like if I'm in at the 35th over, and if I'm via 150 or 180 for 5, then I can play my game. I can set in, you know, play 4-5 overs, and I can go for my shots. But at times when you go in 30 overs, maybe 130 or 140 odd runs, 5 wickets down, then you have to curve your natural game, because it's not only about playing shots and getting big runs for the team. Sometimes you have to get just enough runs to defend, you know, not really looking to get 300 runs all the time. Sometimes you have to just go, just get the runs that are defendable for the team. Maybe the bowlers can do the job. So that leads to, you can say, changing of my natural game. I've done it successfully so far. I think it comes naturally to me. Yeah, I've done it at the domestic level also. So I think it's quite natural, and it's working for me and my team.
Well, you're one of those cricketers, you know, who's gained instant stardom, in the sense that you shot to the public limelight very quickly. People recognize you. You're on a lot of hoardings. On the one hand, this is great, you know, so much of success, so much of adulation, love from your fans. But this also, in a way, invades your privacy. How do you deal with that?
I think it's 100% true, because cricket, you know, it has big fan following in India. It was a sport that was loved, but now I think it's an obsession. You know, we have to do well. Where we are playing, whom we are playing against, what the conditions are, what mistakes we make, whatever happens, nobody cares. They just want us to win. So in a way, like, we are going through immense pressure, but that's what you are here for. At the international level, you have to score, you have to get the wickets and do well for the team. So I think it has become very difficult for an international player right now, especially if you're playing for India. But at the same time, if you do well, and if you are up to the mark, you get the, you know, the appreciation by the people, you know, you have fan following, you get endorsements, each and everything. But everything is linked to cricket. So the main, you know, the main, the important thing is to play well and to score runs for the team. And of course, you have to be very practical. You are batting at different slots, you are bowling at different slots. If you are a bowler or you are a batsman, you have to think very practically. If I am batting at number 7, I won't really think of getting 100 runs because it's next to impossible at most of the times. Same way, it depends, like if a bowler is bowling in the middle overs, the main you can say is goal would be to just bowl dot balls, and if you can get a couple of odd wickets, it would be great for the team. But they are linked to each other and the main point is cricket.
You just said, you know, that the success is really great. So what sort of advice would you have to give youngsters, you know, who are just stepping into cricket now, whether they're taking up the game or just coming into the team, about how to deal with this invasion of privacy, how not to let the stardom affect them?
They should be quick to learn it's cricket. It's nothing else. If you play good, everything else, it surrounds cricket. So you have to be successful on the field. So I think the important part is to give 100% to cricket and the rest will follow. And adapting to the situation, as I said, you know, there are lots of things that can distract a cricketer, especially in India. So I think sticking to the point, like what the game requires from you, how much hard work you need to put in, that's very important. And I think the juniors also, they are quick to adapt right now. If you say they go through all the difficult situations when they are playing for their district cricket, you know, the conditions are tough. You don't get good accommodation and everything. And as you get to play Ranji Trophy, Dilip Trophy, and finally for India, the facilities, it really mounts on you. You get whatever you want. So that itself is a motivation. You know, when you want to play for the country, if you perform for the country, you get everything, whatever you want. So the only point that should be really concentrated upon is playing good cricket and giving it your 100%. Basically for the next 10 years maybe. If he's playing at the international level when he's 21 or 22, maximum he will play for 10 years. So give cricket 10 years and the rest will follow in your life.
We've seen that it's not enough now just to be a wicketkeeper. You have to be able to also contribute, especially in terms of batting. We've seen, you know, for example, we have the Bouchers, we have Gilchrist, we have you. Has that in any way put more pressure on you that you have to do well in both these roles?
Well, I think a wicketkeeper is fortunate enough to have dual roles. In the sense, like, there will be times when you are not really batting very well or you are not able to score and still you have the gloves with you to contribute. And that's very important. And, you know, the emphasis on wicketkeepers is too much right now because in a way they are the captains of the team. In the sense, there is a captain, but of course, all the fielding positions and all, you know, the captain needs some help from the wicketkeeper because he's at the best position. Apart from that, what is going on, how much it is moving, whether it's spinning or not, which bowler is bowling in which way, whether he is bowling according to the situation or according to the strategy, or maybe a bowling chain, what kind of a bowling chain would really help. So in a way, I think that position is very crucial. Not only getting runs or keeping well, it also, you know, a keeper can really help in making strategies or making moves that can really help a team win the match.
Right now in the playing 11, there are two wicket keepers, you and Dinesh Karthik. Does this in any way put any pressure on you, or do you feel that this healthy competition is actually good for you all, you know, to actually raise your game to the next level?
Well, I think I've said it in the past also, healthy competition is always good for the team, and we're not playing with two wicket keepers, actually we're playing with four. At times when Rahul is of course the skipper, he has kept for India, and Robin Uthappa also, he can keep, he had kept at the junior level. So it's not about how many keepers you have, it's like Dinesh is batting really well, you know, he has been performing better than most of the batsmen are right now. So it's not about whether he's a batsman or he's an excellent fielder. He can't bowl, he's working on his bowling though. Yeah, he's batting very well. So if a player like that can, you know, if he can give the kind of support or the kind of batting line we need, then of course he would be in the team. It doesn't really matter whether he's a keeper or he's a bowler or anything like that. It depends on the requirements of the team. And I think he fits in really well. He has proved himself and there's nothing to worry about it. Healthy competition always brings the best out of you.
In your career so far, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've never been dropped in the team. Yet you've seen a lot of players come and go, even senior players. Does this, in a way, you know, give a reality check for yourself? Is this something that you fear and you constantly work towards avoiding it?
Well, I feel it's a it's a part of life, you know. When you get into a side, there will be time when you will be, you know, asked to, you know, drop off the side because of performance, because there's so much cricket going on right now, you cannot perform throughout the year. There are only a few Sachin Tendulkar born. So it's a reality. You may get out of the team because of injury or because of you not performing well, or one of the reasons can be your competitor playing extremely well. So a player should always be ready for that. And I think most of us, we are, because we know it's an Indian team, and the only guys who would play would be the guys who are doing excellently right now in the present time. It's not really about what you have done in the past or what you can do in the future. It's about what you are doing right now. So it's a reality, and I don't think any player has a problem with it.
Now, looking ahead, you know, we have the England tour coming up. One of the things that's often been said against you is that you're a very good batsman on Indian pitches, but perhaps you might not have the technique to adapt to other conditions outside of India, especially when the ball is moving a lot, which is quite possible in England. What do you have to say on that? How are you ready for it?
Well, I have nothing to say. I'm working on it, and it's not really, you know, it's not one of my mistakes that I'm born and brought up in India. Maybe if I was born and brought up in England, I would play well in English conditions. And in the same way, when the English team or when the Australians, they come to India, they don't really play the spinners so well. So it's plus and minuses of the places you are born and brought up at. If I've played 80% of my cricket in Indian subcontinental conditions, obviously I would play well in, you know, very well in India. But I think at least I can play well in one subcontinental condition or whatever. At least I can play well in Sri Lanka, I can play well in Pakistan. So it's not only about, you know, it's about adapting to the situation. I may not be technically very strong, but I can adapt very quickly. So that's my plus point. And let's see, I have not toured Australia or England so far. I've just been to West Indies and South Africa. So let's see what the future holds.
And talking about wicket keeping, England is a place where, you know, after the ball leaves the batsman, the ball tends to wobble a bit. Do you think this will also put more pressure on the keeping aspect, you know, lot more concentration required, lot more focus required in that condition?
I think I'm still trying to find out ways to get used to it. You know, it's very hard, especially if you see our bowlers, especially like Zaheer Khan and Srishant, their ball, it wobbles a lot. Even in Indian condition, it wobbles. So England would be very tough, I believe, but when we reach Ireland, we can start practicing over there, because we can do whatever we want to do, but to create exact situation or condition like that is very tough. And I think whoever goes to England, you know, whether it's Pakistan team, Indian team or any other team, they struggle a lot. Even if you see the series that's going on right now, Ramdin is having a tough time over there. So it's a phase that will come, and even I or Dinesh or whoever keeps will have a tough time over there. But the key is to, you know, find out ways to get used to it and not to miss much balls.
World Cup 2007, a disappointing campaign for the team, and even though India did perform well in Bangladesh, really not much can be read into that performance. So in the light of that, this upcoming tour of England becomes very important. How crucial will that tour be?
I think the Bangladesh series were very important, you know, getting the confidence level back, playing good cricket, because after the World Cup, we didn't play for 1 month. So the sooner we play cricket, the better it is for us. So obviously getting couple of test matches and 3 one-days was good for us. But the ultimate challenge lies in Ireland and England. You know, the conditions would be very different. You know, you have to adapt to the conditions. You have to get used to it, maybe a couple of practice matches before the test series starts. So I think it would be quite tough, and if we can do well over there, I think that would be really great. From the players' point of view, from the team's point of view, from the fans' point of view. But one thing for sure, it would be a tough series. It won't be an easy series like Bangladesh.
You're listening to Crick Info Talk